Right now, though, we're going to find out what's coming up on RML from midday till one here on the station. Robbie, how's it going?
Hey, Bridie. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good, thank you. What have you got coming up on the show today?
Today we are... Oh, Jesus. I'm so nervous. We are talking about 3D printing and... What else? The HSC exam started today, so we're giving a big ups to. Yep, we're giving a big good luck to those that are sitting those today. And oh god, every Monday
you're shaking.
Yeah, every Monday.
Is everything okay?
Oh god, I don't know.
You do this every week. You're on radio every week. Why are you so nervous right now?
I have absolutely no clue, but yeah, very nervous. So. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Thanks for having me, I guess.
Well, maybe not as nervous as those.
It's probably boring. Don't tune in. Like, if I was, like, it's going to be really boring and shit, so don't tune in. I'd say tune out. Listen to, I don't know, WSFM or something like that.
Okay,
Sorry, this is so shit. Sorry.
That's okay. We'll let the listeners decide if they want to listen
Bridie,
to your show or not.
This is so shit.
That's fine. So that's coming up from midday till one on RML.
Yeah.
I'm with you for another 15 minutes. And like I said, I've got time to play requests. So you can text them in on 0409 945 945. It is our text line. Robbie, I'll let you get back to prepping for your show. It sounds like it's going to be a real good time.
Oh, God. Got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life, FBI Radio, 94.5 FM. I'm Robbie Armfield. With me is Mitchell Jacy.
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
And Bernie Bolgi.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Welcome to RML. With you until 1 p.m. today. You heard about this? A cruise ship in Venice has crashed into the main wharf there. Passers-by were reported saying, "Whoa, what the hell is that cruise ship? Get out of my way!" I can see the headline now. City of Water surprised when cruise ship collides with it. On to extremism now. And renowned animal rights activist group PETA has been in the news. You heard about this? They threw pig's blood on ex-New South Wales Premier Mike Baird at a fun run for women's health. In a statement to police later that day, Mike Baird was reported saying, "Yum, I love bacon juice." Can you believe this guy? And in sport, Israel Folau has doubled down in an unmentionable statement, which we won't mention here. Something interesting has happened in reaction to this. He actually gained Instagram followers. Next thing you know, he'll be in the White House. India beat Pakistan by 89 runs. Yeah, that won't fuel the conflict further. On to politics now. And you heard about this? Donald Trump is no longer eating until McDonald's reinstates the McRib. Donald Trump is no longer eating until McDonald's reinstates the McRib. One of his staffers was reported saying, "The man got to eat. Please reinstate the McRib, McDonald's. You're not you when you're hungry, Mr. President. Let's hope he becomes someone else." Jeez. And a new report in Australia says that Victoria does the most drugs. I guess they forgot to survey my friend group. I think I now understand why their art scene is the best in Australia. I think I get now why I can get a burrito delivered at 2 a.m. on Brunswick Street. Pretty sure I understand now why all my stoner mates are heading south. And on to entertainment now. An E3, the games convention the world loves, just wrapped up over the weekend, and gamers were up in arms about the lack of PlayStation titles presented. You heard about this? I'm surprised that many gamers got out of the house to even have an audience there. And on to animals. Dog lovers unite. Favorite TV shows of dogs have been raided in Australia. Raided by dogs. You heard about this one? It was reported in the news.
Yeah.
At number 3 spot, the dogs have raided Paw Patrol, their favorite TV show. At the 2nd spot, Barking Mad, season 3. And the 1st spot, House.
House.
I guess they must love the medical journaling of House.
Laurie Oakes. Is that his name?
That's right. You heard about this? Okay. And, yeah, that's sort of all that's been happening in the world today. Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it, guys?
Wow, that is insane. That was some great, a great wrap-up of the news there, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We've got a lot coming up in the show today until 1 p.m, don't we, Mitch?
Yeah, we've got heaps coming up. We're going to be doing a lot of live pranks on air. So tune in to hear me, Rob, and Bernie pulling one over on each other. It's going to be quite some fun.
Yeah, I'm constantly swiveling around just to double check, you know, no one's behind me ready to wedgie me or give me a wet willy or something, so, or a full Nelson hold or a plumbers' crack coin slot.
Hopefully nobody credit cards my ass, you know what I mean. We're also going to be talking about 3D printing. It's the latest scare that's got the media world in a tizzy. And to all those sitting the HSC exams today, we've got your back. We wish you all the best. We've got some life tips coming up later in the show to assist you there. And also, it's really exciting, FBI has a new fantasy festival. It's going to be happening this Saturday. We've got all the details coming up very soon. This is a song by Ween. It's called Boys Club. Stick around.
Not going anywhere.
Boys Club. Boys Club. Boys Club. Boys Club. Boys Club. Boys Club. Boys Club.
Sit and talk about Boys Club.
Boys Club.
Take the time, have some fun. Go outside, make love in the sun. Boys Club.
Boys Club.
Club. Oh, now I'm talking about Boys Club.
Boys Club.
Can you dig it? Boys Club.
Boys Club.
Tell your woman, tell your man, go somewhere that you got to understand. It's Boys Club.
Boys Club.
And I know they'll understand.
Boys Club.
Oh, yeah.
Boys Club by Ween from Shinola Volume 1. You're listening to RML right now on FBI Radio with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell.
Sound off.
Now, you may have seen the alarming news recently where thugs and dealers have exploited new 3D printing technology to print out weaponries such as guns, knives, grenades, etc. Now, this is obviously extremely alarming. It has security officials worldwide in a total sweat. People are creating their own 3D weapons free of charge as a new threat to Aussie gun control and gun control around the world, seeing as these plastic weapons can be shipped easily anywhere on the planet. You know, usually, you know, your metal detector will pick up this sort of thing, but with this 3D technology creating weapons in a plastic domain, it creates a whole realm of issues.
Yeah, Rob, it's a scary new precedent on weapon development because, you know, obviously we have some very strict gun control regulation here in Australia. Implemented by John Howard years ago, and now we see that kind of being undercut by this 3D printing technology where thugs, dealers, manage to print their own devices of mass weaponry. We're talking grenades, we're talking knives, What else have we got, Mitch? They can print off anything.
They could be printing money. They could be printing guns, weapons, coin purses. They could be printing anything at all.
The government's
everything
probably
is at their fingertips, basically.
The government's probably afraid they're going to be printing their own fake drugs and take them to festivals. I know Gladys Berejiklian, our New South Wales Premier, has been upping the dogs that have been attending these festivals.
Yeah.
You know, she'll be printing off her own dogs and that sort of thing soon.
Soon.
If things start heading the way they are at festivals.
That's my biggest concern, I think.
Aside. Yeah, a little aside there. Gladys Berejiklian, sound off. So to demonstrate how easy it is to create one of these illegal weapons, we've actually hired out a 3D printer ourselves, and we'll print out a semi-automatic handgun live here in the studio during the show to show you how easy and very dangerous these pieces of technology are.
And we're going to be firing it off at the end of the show as well, just to show you the authenticity of this semi-automatic handgun in the studio. So that's a pretty scary prospect, isn't it? That just three guys on air could just print off a handgun at any moment.
Essentially, we're saying do not try this at home. Do not use your 3D printer to do this, but we're going to do it because we're going to show you how easy it is to do it.
Yeah.
Okay? So, essentially, we've got the machine here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how it works, Rob?
I think there's a pretty obvious on button there, so if you just go ahead, click that. Yep.
Yeah.
And now what?
The blueprints are in it, Danny. The blueprints are in it.
The handgun
connected to power,
blueprint should be.
The one that says handgun, obviously.
Handgun.
You know, we're supposed to show them how easy it is, so just turn it on.
Well, I mean, if you know how to use it, then.
Just turn it on.
Obviously not the cash button, Danny. We're not printing cash.
Here we go.
Okay.
So it's firing away now. It should take about 30 minutes.
Okay, 30, so everyone has just tuned in. We are printing a semi-automatic handgun on a 3D printer that we've borrowed from a mate to show you how easy and dangerous these pieces of technology are. But
it's already firing away.
Yeah, that is
good. Now it's time for...
Let's put that over in the corner.
Top 5 Fish Flop Audio. The segment we like to do here every week on RML FBI Radio. We've been trawling the net here, trying to find the best audio of fish flopping on the deck, haven't we, Mitch?
We sure have, and nothing is more difficult to hear than someone sounding like a fish out of water. But when a fish is literally out of water, they make some pretty wacky sounds. And so we're going to be counting down the top 5 best clips we've ever heard regarding fish flopping on the deck.
Get ready to get floppy, get ready to get fishy. Here we go. Let's count them down.
Number 5. Okay, that was the number 5 spot for our fish flopping out of water. Top 5 audio for that. What obviously, that? It sounds like that one was recorded on a goddamn potato, so that's why it's not up the list.
I think that was a carp at Lake Jindabyne.
Yeah,
beautiful.
If anything, who knows what that was? That was so blurry. What was that? 20p, it must have been.
Yeah, exactly
that was
right.
A freaking potato.
Yeah, you can't work out anything there. You can vaguely hear a fish flopping. Regardless, it has made our number 5 spot. Now it's time for...
4. You guys are pissed. This is the big dog I caught there. It's a couple pounder trying to get off. Oh shit. Hold on, you got a fish coming down. You got a fish coming.
Oh man, dude, not good.
Dude, flapping Jimmy G, dude.
Number 4 on our list of the top 5 fish flopping audio on the web. That Texan number there.
Oh, that looked like a groper.
What a treat it was. That flapping was a little
Jimmy
groper. Flapping
little
Jimmy Choo.
Groped, yeah.
Yeah. He had a bit of an issue there. It obviously flopped out of its casing and made a bit of a floppy mess all over the place. Big Nevertheless, mess. Fun to hear.
Scales everywhere.
Scales everywhere. On to number 3 spot.
3.
Here we are on the boat. And look what popped out of the bait tank. A bunch of bass. Look at those already caught fish. Awesome. What are we going to do with them? Oh, look at all the scales.
Yeah.
big boat full of bass there flopping amazing. On the deck. Amazing, an amazing man. Thing to see. An amazing piece of audio. That's what you've been treated to just there. It's made our number 3 spot in our top 5 list of the best fish flop audio. RML FBR Radio. Bernie, what did you like about that one?
I loved just how many bass there were, and it was a symphony of bass flopping on the boat there. It was beautiful. A lot of scales. If you see the visual, there's a lot of scales on the ground.
Oh man, how did they even collect that many bass? There's about 40 bass flopping about on that day.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know how they were going to sort that out. Nevertheless, it's made our number 3 spot. Number 2 now. 2.
Can we put it in the pool? Mum, can we put the fish in the pool? Why not? Oh, shit.
Number 2 spot there. I think it was a fish inside a plastic bag that was being like flopped around by a very young boy. And that's why it's made our number 2 spot.
I think that was actually a Xander. Just to pull you up there, Mitch. I think that was a Xander.
Was it Xander? It sounded like a guppy, if I'm quite honest with you. Okay. Flopping about in a plastic bag. Just a standard Coles plastic bag.
We've only got the audio for that one, so it's all just guesses.
It's all up in the air.
It sounds good, though.
And it's all enjoyable audio.
Coles plastic bag, you reckon?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Top 5 list of our fish flop audio. Stick around to hear the number 1 spot as well as a deep dive into the HSC. It's happening today. Started today, the exams. All those that are sitting it, good luck. We'll be talking you through our experience with it and what we actually got in the HSC. As well as we're eating. What are we eating?
We're eating to some lunch, and that means it's lunchtime, which means it's time for the Lunchtime Luminary. Get your mobiles out and text in very soon, because we're going to need... we're going to be looking for our Lunchtime Luminary very soon. And you know what that means. That means you guys get to pick a track for yourself to get played on air.
Oh,
so
I
get
love
your phones
this.
Out. Get
I
ready.
Love it. I love audience participation. I love it when you get involved on the text line, which is 0409-945-945. Text in your song suggestions for our Lunchtime Luminary. See you in a moment. This is Quartz by Ice Peak. Peak RML right now on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Robbie, myself, Mitchell, and Bernie are with you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being with us. We were talking before the break about some legendary fish flop audio that made our top 5 list, and we also let you know that we have the number 1 spot for you ready to play. Guys, are you ready to hear it?
I'm definitely ready.
I'm excited.
Mitch?
I'm excited.
Okay.
He said he's excited.
All right. This is the number 1 spot for fish flop audio. 1.
This motherfucker's going to come out and bite your ass.
We're learning that
fucking pissed, ain't he?
Let me ask you one question first. Were you a driving force behind...
What?
We learned about what was going on at the YFC ranch. I was able to organize...
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! The fish!
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! The fish, man! Come on, baby! It's all right, calm down, man! Calm down, man! Calm down, man! Back in here, man! Calm down, man! Calm down, calm down, calm down!
So you can hear why that was our favourite there. It was just a crazy time. The fish obviously flopped out on the deck and flopping around, and you know, really was just a surprise to those all involved. So that was our number one spot for the top five fish flop audio on
RML.
So good.
Love it.
Okay.
That's a great incentive.
Now, before the break, we also told you that we have hired a 3D printer to show the dangers of that. We've got one live in the studio. Bernie, how's it looking?
Well, it's over there in the corner firing away, as you can hear. If we just turn up that room mic there.
It's doing its best to create a semi-automatic handgun 3D printed for us live in the studio that we'll test at the end of the show. It takes about 50 minutes to create, and it's working quite hard.
Yeah, and what's the reasoning behind that?
Behind the 35 minutes or so?
No. How come? Why are we making this gun, Mitch? Are we making some kind of political statement? Or
we are making a little bit of a political statement. We're trying to show just how easy it is to sort of counterfeit devices such as a fake gun, fake money, fake grenade.
Yeah. But they work. That's the scary thing. They are functional as a real grenade. Just easy to make. You can make them without buying them. And thugs and dealers can just make them just willy-nilly.
They can sell them, buyers, traders. It's it's a veritable feast for all of these various illicit, creators of these items. Mm.
Anyway, you go.
No, I'm just saying, does that look like a gun to you so far?
Not really. It's quite a big barrel so far. It's a big...
Is it doing the barrel first?
I don't know why you'd need to rib the barrel.
It's a big ribbed barrel at the moment. We'll see what it turns into. Ben, if you could turn down that room mic, that'd be great.
Sure thing.
Okay. Now, moving on to the HSC exams. They've commenced today for all students around Australia. And all the best to those sitting those. It's obviously quite a stressful time for Year 12 students. So we hope you're rested up, drinking plenty of water. And above all else, remember that it's not the end of the world. It is the end of some possibilities for your life, but it's not the end of the world as such. It's the end of some opportunities for you yourself and maybe your future, but the world itself will continue to run seamlessly. Look, we're not here to scold you. We've been through it all ourselves. And while high school feels all encompassing right now, trust us, it gets better.
Yeah, it does get better. And one thing that was a piece of advice that always helped me get along through my HSC and the oncoming years afterwards was, you are your ATAR. It's a self-empowering phrase that I like to tell myself, that I remember what my ATAR was. I never forget the number, and it helps me define who I am in life and my ranking, essentially. So that's really great.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world how you do in these tests, but it will dictate the next several years of your life and what those available opportunities are for you. So, give it your best, but don't fret if you don't do as well as you'd hoped initially, of course.
Yeah, you're going to have to give it more than your best, essentially. You're going to have a few sleepless nights slaving over the mathematics results, etc.
That's all null and void now because, good luck to you. You're all sitting the HSC today for those of you who
today,
are.
Exactly.
Yep.
Make no bones about it. Study hard. We're not, we're saying do your absolute best. But anyway, we're just trying
to... It's happening today, Rob.
It's happening today. So, I hope hope that you had enough study. The reason we're bringing this up is we want to alleviate some of your fears and show you, look, we've come out the other end of it. And this is how our lives have been going. Mitch, right off the top, what did you study in HSC and how did you go?
Look, I did do quite well, just as a precursor to everything. I did do quite well on my HSE. So,
what subjects did you do?
I did advanced mathematics. I was a bit of a maths nerd. I did advanced English, bit of an English buff. So those respectively. I did PE. I was a sporty guy back in school. Could throw the pigskin, pretty well. I also did physics, so yeah, at a pretty high level, and I topped my grade in music as well, so I was a bit of a creative type, with a credit.
Bit of an all-rounder, Mitch.
Yeah, a bit of an all-rounder.
Okay, and you obviously did quite well. At the end of the day, what was your...
At the end of the day, I got a pretty good result. I ended up sort of maxing out at a 72, which I was pretty happy with. It gave me a sort of wealth of opportunity to get into a lot of the universities and sub courses that I was looking to get into, like business and
that sort of thing.
That's in great. Social science.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mitch. Bernie, it's a very inspiring tale there, Mitch. Bernie, how did you do in the HSC?
Yeah, HSC for me was a bit of a rough time, but I actually did very well. I clocked up a great ATAR. For my final year at school, I studied Croatian continuous Roman history. I did Dutch continuous.
Sorry, what is that?
What's if you've already learned the language, you're just continuing on. I did dance life skills, electrotechnology, that's vet, and also drama life skills. Also, I had to do geography as well. That was a staple.
Mm. Okay, and at the end of all that, how did you do? What was the number that defines you?
Well, I ended up doing pretty well and clocked in at 70. So I couldn't, drama life skills didn't actually technically let you go above that. So
okay. Well, that's amazing. Well done. Well done, Bernie.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, Rob, what about you, man? First of all, what's your ATAR?
Maybe I won't talk about my ATAR, but I did, what did I do? Legal studies.
What do you mean you won't talk about it? Yeah.
Biology, chemistry, general maths.
That would give you a high peak. You'd easily be hitting those upwards of 80.
You'd be upwards of 60, 70, yeah.
ESL English.
You'd be upwards at least. You'd be upwards of 50.
Japanese continuous. And I did drama life skills as well, but I was a little bit older than you.
You
Bernie.
Did drama life skills?
I did, yeah.
That was a free jig, wasn't it?
But so you must have done it before they redid the
No, course. They had it jigged same way. So, like, 70 was the cap for me in terms of ATAR. Okay. So, in terms of what ATAR I got, I guess it doesn't actually matter. But what does matter is how well that you listening try. No, it doesn't matter at all. I think it was. Oh, it's like just the
trying away because of my 72.
Yeah, no. We won't go into it. But text in if you're doing the HSC. You have done the HSC. What HSC mark did you get in terms of your ATAR? What was your ATAR? Maybe you can help us feel a little bit better about ourselves. 0409-945-945 is the text line.
Also, if you're doing it right now and you got your phone out, whip us a text, 0409-945-945, and maybe we can help you with three answers.
Yeah, it's so true.
If you're doing it right now.
High school's a joke, so...
You're listening to RML right now on FBI Radio. Coming up after the break, we're going to be looking at FBI's Fantasy Festival. It's happening this Saturday. Got all the details for you.
Festival.
This is Miles Davis with Black Satin. Stick around. Satin by Miles Davis from his album On the Corner. RML right now on FBI Radio. Thanks for being
That's
with
correct.
Us.
That is spot on.
Now it's time for the flip. Bernie, you are you're notorious for changing your opinion on a dime about different things. I remember last year you loved Tim Tams. This year you hate them. Last year you loved Vegemite. This year you hate it. Last year you loved Pingers. This year you don't.
Shut up, man.
I'm just joking about
just
that last
kidding
one.
About that.
Don't do drugs. Stay in school. Good luck with the HSC. Mitch, what do you reckon about all this crap?
Oh, man. God, don't get me started on all this crap, Bernie. You just cannot make your mind up.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up, man.
Okay, the room mic's just been turned up. In regards to the 3D printer that we've got going at the moment. We're printing out a semi-automatic handgun to relay to the audience how dangerous this technology is. You can print whatever you like, and it's very, very dangerous. And so we've hired one.
I'll turn that room mic down, shall I?
A little bit. It's so weird. It does not look like a gun at the moment. It's sort of like a big, long, ribbed thing.
Look, that's the biggest barrel I've ever seen on a gun.
That's
if
huge.
I'm being honest with you.
And it just keeps going out and out and out. It's the longest.
I can't see a shotgun at this rate.
Sorry?
Must be like a shotgun at this rate. Like a double barrel
like
shotgun.
It's longer than any shotgun I've ever seen.
Like a ribbed shotgun.
It's a very rigid, long rib shotgun.
Why does it point both ways? That's the one thing I'm not entirely sure of.
Anyway.
Why you'd need a gun that does that with no discernible trigger or handle.
Okay, we'll let you know about that as it happens. It's very weird. But back to the flip, Bernie. You're an opinion flipper. You're one of those sorts of people. Why are you like this?
Well, I don't think I am an opinion flipper. I wanted to start this segment.
That's
to
rich, mate.
You were admitting to it. Now today you won't even admit to it.
Well, I wanted to start this segment, you know, to review some movies, and you guys wanted to put this spin on it called The Flip, and I was like, oh, I don't want that. But then I came around and thought, okay, yeah, why not? So I reviewed... I walked out of the cinema last night.
You walked out of the movie?
Oh, no, after
it
was done.
You said you loved it like 10 minutes in.
So, hang on, boys. Hold your horses.
Speak.
Well, if you guys just hold your horses for a second, I can. So I watched two films last night of the Sydney Film Festival, and I walked out of them at the end.
Yeah.
And I just jotted down my notes, my reviews, my quick reviews, and then we're going to come back and get my review
right.
24 hours later, which is now. So we're going to see if I've flipped, I guess.
That's the name of the game. We're going to see if you've flipped your opinion, Bernie. You recorded your review or thoughts on the two films that you've seen. Can we hear that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, here we go. Hey guys, Bernie here. Just got out of the cinema. I'm on George Street now, just outside of Vent Cinemas. I watched two films. Firstly, Brittany Runs a Marathon, comedy, fun comedy, and then I watched Come to Daddy. It's a thriller, horror, starring Elijah Wood, which a bit of star power in that one. Look, let's start with the first movie. Very uplifting, about this fat lady who ends up running a marathon. Very uplifting movie. I thought it was great. A lot of themes about, narcissism and stuff like that. Stuff millennials will just love. The second movie, Come to Daddy, a lot scarier, I'll tell you that much, but it still had a lot of laughs coming from Elijah Wood and all the random situations he ended up in. He went to visit his dad, the actor, his character, went to visit his dad. He hasn't seen in 30 years, so sparks eventually flew and things got a bit spooky after a while, but it was a great movie. I give that one 5 stars. Brittany Runs a Marathon, I give that one 5 stars.
High praise indeed, Bernie. 5 stars for both films that you saw. They sounded great. Now it's time for The Flip.
Mate.
Do you still have the same opinion 24 hours later?
Well, funnily enough, boys, I do. I reckon those two movies are great. 5 stars for both of those films.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. What are the names of those films once more?
Brittany Runs a Marathon, Come to Daddy. Both those films, 5 stars. Sorry.
All right,
mate.
That was The Flip. Now it's time for your lunchtime luminary. We ask you to text in your suggestions of songs. Here's the one that got through.
Veronica from the Blue Mountains. I'd really like to hear American Idiot by Green Day with Trump in the office. What could be more appropriate? Thanks, boys.
Warning. 'Twas a dark night, much darker than others. Oh,
hottest acts, all in one place. FBI's Fantasy Festival. This weekend, Saturday the 22nd of June, all of your favorite acts are coming together on one stage. No FOMO. On three different stages. FBI's Fantasy Festival. Shakira, Aloe Black, Robert Schultz, The Notorious B.I.G., and Missy Elliott. Don't miss it this Saturday, the 22nd of June, from midday till midnight, live on FBI Radio, FBI's Fantasy Festival. Grab your mates, grab some drinks, sit back, relax wherever you are, in the car, on the couch, enjoy. Live music, good times, some of the best local and live acts around the world, you can enjoy at FBI's Fantasy Festival this weekend, Saturday the 22nd of June. Tune in and kick back.
Splendor in the Grass is just around the corner, but aside from the Byron Staple Festival, winter sees a little bit of a lull on the festival calendar. If you're itching to catch some sweet live music with some mates, then get G'd up, because this week is the FBI Fantasy Festival. Bernie, who are we seeing?
So excited. The lineup is huge. We're talking Sam Sparrow, Jaquan, Julian Casablancas, Maul Grab, Ed Sheeran.
We got Timbaland, Tim Allen, and that's Live and Unchained. That's for the 20th anniversary Toy Story 2. He's going to be doing a stand-up set for his Toy Story 2 stand-up tour.
Gautier, Faker, Cardi B, Tatu, Fergie, Jack U, Jamiroquai.
Wow, the list goes
Bernie
on.
Bernie, sound off. Who else?
Afrojack, David Guetta, Armin Van Buuren, Dimitri Vegas, Like Mike.
We've got ATB. There's going to be Marcus Schultz. We've got Benny Benassi. He's back at action and ready for this festival. Roger Sanchez, Pete Tong. Now, Bernie, tell us about Pete Tong.
Pete Tong, one of the hottest DJs on the planet.
And Ronski Speed.
Wow.
And they're going to be performing on a couple of stages. We've got the Jungle Retro Stage.
No FOMO.
The Naughties R&B Stage.
Yep.
And the 90s Rap Stage.
And you'll see the Notorious B.I.G., Missy Elliott, plenty of others there on the 90s Rap Stage.
Recorded in 1992, Notorious B.I.G., famous set at the Philadelphia Staples Center.
Yeah, all of these coming live to you this Saturday at 12 o'clock here on FBI Radio.
Now, you're going to have to head along to the FBI app to head along to these different stages on Saturday. Get some mates, get G'd up, have a couple of bevvies, a barbecue, whatever the hell you're going to do. Just know that there's no FOMO on the day. What's on the menu, guys?
Oh, there's so much. There's so much so that you're going to want to get excited for. And to see all of it and more, you just want to head to FBI and look through the programs page. You're going to want to go to live concerts on the after the slash. And yeah, you'll be able to see all of the details regarding this amazing festival that's coming up.
We've got Emmy's Turkish Goslimi, Tsuru Korean Fried Pork, Potato on a Stick, and Jim's Hot Dogs, just to name a few.
All great caterers for the event.
All virtual. No FOMO. Why they want to come is another question
that's a
that
great
we keep
question,
getting
Rob.
For this FBI Fantasy Festival. All of this from the comfort of your lounge room, car, work, wherever. No queues, no mud, no rowdy crowds at all. No memories to speak of. No memories at all to speak of.
No real festival, so there's no FOMO. Don't worry. It's all happening live this Saturday for our Fantasy Festival.
There's a few stages. Now, which one are you more excited to go to? The Jungle Retro Stage
hovering,
or the Naughties R&B Stage?
Yeah, I'm going
to
be hovering front left of the 90s Rap Stage, right parked up against next to that speaker to see all of my favourites play. Like
Boys,
Notorious
I got some audio.
B.I.G.
I got some audio, actually. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh!
I'll just get that going underneath.
Oh, man. I'm going to pick up one of those Jim's hot dogs. See if I can't get one of those and park myself next to the left speaker there, right at the front.
So it's going to be huge crowd vibes. It's going to be so good. There's
I reckon
no
in my house
on.
I'm going to make my bathroom the Jungle Stage. I'm going to make my bedroom the 90s Rap Stage. And so I'm just going to walk in between those two all day long. Headphones on, no FOMO.
That's so great, Rob, because there's going to be no FOMO with this. You're going to want to get a few mates together, maybe crack a few bevvies. A Saturday afternoon is sorted. You're going to get the likes of, you know, Shakira. Hold up a second.
The sound quality, you just can't match. Live music, the sound quality is so apt for radio, it makes me crazy to think they don't do it more. I'm just going to be sitting at home listening to live music.
No FOMO, though. Don't worry about that.
No FOMO. Now, please call in 833-22-999. What artist and stage are you most excited for? How are you going to be spending your Saturday with the FBI Fantasy Festival? RML right now, FBI. See you after this. Sada Bonair, give me a call. RML right now on FBI Radio at 94.5 FM, and we ask you to give us a call about how you're going to be spending Saturday. It's the official FBI Fantasy Festival day. We've got a few stages happening, and we've got Bronte on the line. Bronte, Saturday, it's a huge day. How are you going to be spending it?
Hey guys, yeah, I'm so excited. Just going to be having a few people around for a barbecue. Got some snags ready to go, some veggie snags as well, and yeah, just having a few drinks and going to be just chucking on the Fantasy Festival on the radio and just, yeah, really just hanging out in the backyard and just having a good time. Hopefully the weather's nice.
Not on the radio though, is it, Bronte? You're going to be going through the app, right? You're going to be going through the app.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that. Sorry, I don't know. Yeah. I forgot the app.
Okay.
That sounds great though.
Yeah, that Bronte. Sounds really, really good. Boys, any questions for Bronte?
You got a blow-up pool sorted, Bronte, for the afternoon?
Yeah, we've got one left over from, Christmas last year. We bought one for just to have a few people over and hang out and just have a few barbecues and have a few beers and snags. And we got a barbecue and we got a blow-up pool, like you said, and we're just going to get all those out and blow the dust off and just get them out and have a good time with a few mates around. I think it should be good.
You're absolutely froth-dogging on this, aren't you, Bronte?
I am frothing hard, boys.
Bronte, just a quick question. Who are you most excited to see at the Fantasy Festival?
Oh, hard question, Bernie. I think probably Shakira or Biggie Smalls.
Okay, good choices, both of them.
That's going to be epic. I believe
hopefully
both of them
are
clashing,
no
so no FOMO.
I was just going to say, God, I haven't seen the lineup come out yet, but
no FOMO though, Bronte, don't worry.
Yeah, no worries. You can always listen back later on.
Okay, boys, have a good one.
All right, thanks, Bronte.
Okay, Bronte, one more.
Oh, no, you go ahead. What? No, Bernie, you
no,
go
sorry.
Ahead, mate.
Nothing.
No, all good. Hope you have a wonderful weekend there, Bronte. That's going to be amazing with those snacks and that barbecue.
Okay. She's fantastic. Gone. So that's in relation to this Saturday. We've got the FBI Fantasy Festival happening across three different stages. Listen in through the app. Epic. You can listen to the Jungle Stage, the Naughties Stage, and the 90s R&B. It's all happening this Saturday, courtesy of FBI Radio app.
I'm so keen for that. That's okay. Going to be a hell of a time.
Now, what you're hearing right now is the 3D printer that we've been borrowing off a mate. Mitch, can you talk us through why we've got this?
All right, so we're showing how easy it is to make counterfeit sources of various weapons and other illicit materials. Mm. And, yeah, we're just showing that three guys in a radio room can go ahead and purchase one of these or borrow one and, yeah, make a gun.
Yeah, and it's not for the sake of just doing it, Mitch, is it? Oh. We're trying to make a point in that you can just do this, right? You can just do this, and it's not good, and it shouldn't be allowed.
It's dangerous.
It's, just, it should be illegal. And we've almost—it's got about a minute left on this thing, or less.
It's running out of ink.
It doesn't look like a gun. We're meant to.
It's a very long barrel at the moment. We've got a text in from JP on 0409-945-945 saying, "Hey guys, be sure to wear hearing protection when you're testing that 3D printed handgun, and best not to fire off into the ceiling Texan style unless you're on the top floor." Great, great point. Thank you, JP. Nice. And we're absolutely on the bottom floor, so we shan't be shooting it sky high. We'll probably shoot it down into the ground.
It's almost done here, though.
Okay.
It doesn't look like...
It doesn't look...
There we go.
Like a gun. Okay.
Oh. I think it's done.
That's it.
Ta-da. I thought the finishing touches might make it look a little bit more like a gun.
Boys, I'm going to call it. That looks like a big dildo. That looks like a double-ended dildo.
It does. It does look a lot like a dildo.
And look, when I lift it up, it's even got the... This is flopping all about. This doesn't... doesn't have the rigidity of a gun.
Check it here.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay. Oh.
Now we're both holding it. This is weird.
Pass it here.
Yeah, Rob.
All right. Oh, it's weighty. It's got some real heft
to
it.
Heft.
That's not a gun. That's not a gun
at all.
No,
this is not a gun at all. It's floppy. It's definitely a dildo on both sides. It's long. It's ribbed. And it was printed in 1 hour.
Is this a prank? Who put that on the system? Who put that on the system?
Someone's hit double barrel.
I put double barrel.
Oh, for crying now.
It's got two chambers.
Who put that on the system? Did you put that on the system?
This comes preloaded. This is your mate, Bernie.
Oh, for...
All right.
You know how much that costs to make?
See, I told you 3D printing is dangerous as hell. Now we're just three guys in a room with it. Yeah.
Double-ended dildo. Okay.
Guess we should test it.
What are you talking about, Bernie? All right. Well, anyway, regardless of our failed attempt here, just let it be known that 3D printers are scary and they're not going anywhere. So,
let that be a lesson to you guys.
Yeah,
you can make
anyone
guns
can do
and
that.
Dildos and all sorts of weaponry.
Okay, we'll be back next Monday, midday till 1, to talk you through some more life advice, etc. And as well, I just want to say one last time, all the best to those studying in the HSC.
Mm.
Attending and sitting the HSC exams today.
Yeah, heads down, thumbs up, guys.
Yeah.
Am I right?
If you finish up. Okay, cool. That's us. We've got to go. Mitchell JC, thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Benny Boggy.
Adios. See you next week.
Robbie Armfield. You can listen back on the FBI website in the program section or on iTunes. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show. All the information's going to be there.
Give it a review as well. Why not? 5 stars if you're feeling generous.
Yeah.
And if you're going to drop a 1-star review, a 2-star review, please drop a line. Drop some words with it.
Where you live. What your problem was.
Exactly.
Your address, yeah.
And also, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, like the Facebook page, Robbie's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Okay. God, the energy
heaps
really dropped off just
there.
Ending it.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's all right.
I think that's it.
Okay. I think that's all.
Can we get the next person in?
Yeah. Amelia. Who's up next?
Amelia, right? Oh, no, she's on Friday now.
Is anyone?
She's on Friday now.
Christy.
Is it Christy today?
Yeah. Okay. Christy, if you're outside, Christy, come on in.
If you're out there, Christy, can you...
We don't know how to end the show.
We don't know how to end this. We need...
Come on in when you're ready.
That's pretty good.
All right.
We'll wait here till she's in anyway.
We'll just wait.
Oh, we should play some music. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, why don't we just play that while we wait for her to set up and
let's
transition.
Let's do it. Okay, cool.
And we can turn the mics off as well.
Yes, sick. All right, this is a new one by Louis Cole. It's called Drum Solo.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye. Have a good day. Good week. Bye. Thanks, I guess.
Drum solo.